wood has been used as a source of energy since millennia, and in fact, since men discovered fire, and it's still a very prevalent source of energy today. Let me illustrate this with a couple of numbers. Currently, 50% of the global wood production is used for energy, and 2.4 billion people, that is one-third of the world's population, use wood fuel to cook their meals, to sterilize drinking water, or to heat their homes. Wood fuel also provides currently 40% of the global renewable energy supply, as much as solar, hydroelectric, and wind power combined. And almost 900 million people, mostly in developing countries, are engaged in wood energy sector on a part or full-time basis. So I think these numbers speak for themselves.
Why is it still so prevalent now that we see that there's a need to adapt to new practices?
Well, in many parts of the world, especially in Africa, other sources of household energy, such as gas or electricity, are not as readily available, or they are less affordable than wood. And also, the production of wood for cooking and heating does not require sophisticated technology. It can be easily harvested, stored, and used. So those are two reasons. On the other hand, the use of wood fuel is also increasing in developed countries as a source of renewable energy. Countries are developing innovative technologies that allow them in the future to use liquid fuel from wood to power their cars or even airplanes.
The new report focuses on the charcoal value chain. What can be changed in the charcoal value chain to make it greener?
Currently, most of the wood used for making charcoal is not produced sustainably. And there are a lot of inefficiencies in the conversion process to charcoal from wood and in the use of rudimentary kilns and stoves. So to make the charcoal value chain greener, you need simultaneous interventions all along the value chain, from the production to the end use. For the production, the wood production needs to be made more sustainable. That means forests need to be managed sustainably by only harvesting what actually grows back, or you should use alternative sources such as agricultural waste, wood residues, or wood from outside forests. You can also use the charcoal dust that is a waste product of charcoal production to make briquettes. Now, for the carbonization process, improved kilns with higher efficiencies should be used. And to get more efficient and cleaner combustion in the household use, improved stoves are just indispensable.
So within countries where this is a major issue, what is FAO recommending that those governments do?
Well, first and foremost, as I said earlier, governments should be analyzing and then targeting the whole value chain, not only address individual parts of it. That also requires developing comprehensive policy frameworks across sectors for a more sustainable value chain, because charcoal has to do with the forest sector, but it also has to do with the energy sector. So the sectors need to be working together. Another important measure is to include the charcoal value chain in the national measures to mitigate climate change. You know that countries have committed themselves after the Paris Agreement to mitigate and adapt to climate change. And including the charcoal value chain in this is an incentive to take measures to actually improve it. The other issue is the financial viability of sustainably produced charcoal, and this can be improved by reforming tenure to increase the legal access to the resources, by putting a fair price on wood resources, by incentivizing sustainable practices, and by attracting investment.